Welcome to Racecast, everyone. Finally, I say finally, we've only had a week off, not us, racing, but it is back. So currently you are listening on Wednesday. Right now for us, it is on Monday, but we have a race in Brazil on Sunday. We also have a sprint race the day before. It's a big weekend.
What are you, Craig David?
That could be a new Craig David song. If he's interested, he can buy it off me. But yeah, while you're here, please, if you're watching us on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe. It really does help us out, and we love it when you comment. That is our favorite thing that you can do, in my opinion. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anything else, you're a bit weird, but those two, then please give us 5 stars. That is also the best thing you can do for us. We really appreciate it. While you're here, you might as well check out our socials. Just search Racecast on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and we'll be there. So yeah, I'm not going to bore you anymore. We're going to crack on, and we have a lot to talk about, so don't go anywhere.
All right, guys, welcome along. Right, so Luke, before we get into this episode, I've got a joke for you.
I don't want to do this podcast anymore. Just cut it here. And if you're listening, just stop, turn it off.
I'm editing this week, so if it's that long, I'll be well happy. I'll be like, what?
You're going to want to cut this. I feel like you're going to watch this back and you're going to be like, I'm just going to take that out.
No, I won't. What do you call the guy who lifts a car up at a pit stop?
Jack. You like that, did you?
I don't know, it's very laugh. Anyway, welcome along. Hope you guys are good.
Comment down below if you laugh. Actually, no, we'll get more comments if I say comment down below if you didn't laugh.
Yeah, yeah. Comment down below, yeah. If you didn't actually make any facial expressions.
Yeah, like nothing. No reaction. If you sat there just like this. Now, if you're listening, I had zero expression.
Then comment down below. But if you did laugh, do not comment down.
If you did laugh, like the video.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine anyone laughed at that. So yeah, welcome.
Zero likes this week.
-5. Luke, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Just been football.
Injured again.
Injured, yeah. So didn't really play football. Was on for like 5 minutes.
You're like a Jamie Redknapp at Liverpool, aren't you?
It's kind of a compliment because that's assuming that I'm good.
He was injured a lot, wasn't he?
He was a good player though.
Yeah, adequate.
But yeah, other than that, fine. You?
Good. Yeah, all good. I binge-watched this weekend, right? Gangs of London. Don't know if any of you watched it. Season 1 was amazing. Season 2 has just come out. It's only 8 episodes, but I've been binge-watched it all weekend.
Which, if you know Matt, is very strange. Because he's very sort of PG.
Mm. Yeah, it made me think...
I can imagine you just thinking, like, the language is atrocious in this, like, the whole time.
Yeah, it was brutal. But I watched it and I was like, do you know what? I can... It probably doesn't surprise any of you.
Do not say relate to this.
No, it probably doesn't surprise any of you. But I don't think I could be in a gang.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, for multiple reasons.
You were a prefect, so you sort of like school gang. Library gang.
It's not a library gang.
There was.
There wasn't, was there?
You should know.
No.
You always talk about it. You've got your little like badge that you used to wear.
You're an idiot. Talking about schools, right? You were part of like the cool group at school, weren't
Actually,
you?
Actually, we had many nicknames. Some of them I won't repeat. Yeah. We got called a boy band quite a lot.
So who was in your band? Like who was in your band? Who was in your group?
Well, the boy band was me.
Yeah.
Weller.
Yeah.
Damo.
Yeah.
Foxwell.
Yeah.
Sai.
Yeah.
And Edwards. You know Wally?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... Because we wore, like, skinny school trousers. And that was, like, cool back then. We sort of, like, brought that into fashion. Whereas now, like, all the kids, that was us. We started it. Like, first in the country, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And, we had many names. I'm pretty sure that was the main one. Sort of, like, the boy... Oh, the Top Man crew got called that.
Oh, what? Because majority of the players were from Top Man.
All of these like nicknames were supposed insults. So, you know, we were victims. And we just took it on the chin and sort of embraced it. And yeah, school was fun anyway.
I hated school, yeah.
See, I think, right...
Yeah, but I was, again, probably doesn't surprise you. I was massively bullied when I was at school.
Well, yeah, you were friends with my brother. I still bully you for being friends with him.
Yeah, he's a nightmare. Do you know we You know what we said about Stevie Wonder driving a go-kart?
Yeah.
You know when I sent that clip to him.
Yeah, he wasn't very impressed.
Did he message you?
Well, I spoke to him on the phone, I think, the next day.
Yeah, he wasn't impressed. I found it was awful, awful joke. I would never have said that. I'd have never said that. But guys, let us know. Were you part of either a boy band at school or a gang? Or if you're part of a gang, please don't.
Incriminate yourself by commenting down below.
Yeah, but on a
whole, I really can't imagine many like gang members, but just like racking up lines on the table, counting stacks of hundreds just with Racecast on in the background. Doesn't happen. It doesn't.
But no, let us know. If you've watched it, comment down below. It's very good. It's very good, may I just add. But I realised I couldn't be in that world. Not for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, well.
Not for me.
We can also be thankful for our position in life. You know, we're not born into that.
Well, we're here.
We're very sheltered down here in Seaford. Little quiet Seaford.
Little quiet Seaford.
We had a murder here once.
Did we?
Yeah. But yeah, now we're digressing.
Yeah, should we move on? Should we talk about F1?
We should.
Yeah, we are an F1 podcast. And let's talk about Danny Ric. Because...
More Danny Ric news.
More Danny Ric.
What is there that is
because
left to be
at
said
the
about
moment, so Mercedes team principal Toto Wolff has said Danny Ric is a great character, but he is currently in talks with both Mercedes and Red Bull over 2023 reserve.
2023?
Over a 2023 reserve driver role. I mean, if you're Danny Ric, who are you going for? I mean,
wait. So Toto has said, oh yeah, he's speaking to us and Red Bull.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
So this is facts.
It's coming from him.
Toto doesn't lie. Interesting. Now, here are my two schools of thought.
Yeah.
I genuinely believe Danny Ric has a better chance of getting into that Red Bull team.
Do you think?
Lewis Hamilton has just come out and said, you know, I'm looking to sign a multi-year deal with Mercedes, contract extension.
Yeah.
Right, so that's him, minimum 2 years. He's saying, you know, I've got another five at least in me. So let's assume even three or four. George Russell, young driver, they've brought him in, you know, he's their sort of next project that, you know, they're eyeing up to replace Hamilton.
Yeah.
So in theory, he's not going anywhere. So now you're looking at two drivers that Mercedes are planning to keep for the long run. Minimum 3 years.
Yeah.
Sergio Perez, we know his contract is up in 2024? Or is it 2023?
24, I think.
But either way, maximum 2 years, right? Yeah. We know Max isn't going anywhere. Danny Ric might perform in that sim. We know that he can perform in a Red Bull. I just think there's more chance.
No.
And this is nothing. I'm not saying like Danny Ric should get that seat over Perez at all. But like I'm just saying there's more chance based on the economics of the team right now than Mercedes. They're on different paths.
I just think, right, if you're Christian Horner and you're looking at your team's future, you've got Perez, who arguably has been a phenomenal teammate to Max Verstappen.
Oh yeah, don't you? Yeah,
you know, Abu Dhabi last year, he's actually put in some really great performances. He's won races,
and he's been a very very consistent like second driver for the team. He's collected a very good amount of points. I mean, he's P2 in the championship now.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're going to pick between Sergio Perez and Danny Ric, who are you taking?
Oh, Sergio Perez.
Yeah. So
but this is my point is Danny Ric has the opportunity to get in a Red Bull car and show them what he's capable of in a top car. So that's my point is he has the opportunity to be like, well, look, guys, I'm able to compete with Perez's time. Do you know what I mean? But whereas if they're not going to shift, Mercedes are not going to shift George Russell out.
No.
For Danny Ric, you know, based on like the ages and everything, you can see the vision with Mercedes. They're obviously never going to get rid of Lewis until Lewis says, I'm going. Perez, we know, has only got 2 years left in his contract. And they're a similar sort of driver in terms of age. they've got, I mean, Perez has a bit more experience than Danny Rick, but, you know, Danny Rick has that Red Bull experience. I just think there's a more...
Which he had about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, no, true. But there's a more likely path into that team. I'm not saying that getting into that team is, you know, the odds are in his favour at all. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that it's more in his favour to go to Red Bull and get in that team than it is to go to Mercedes and get in that team.
Yeah, I
think... But at the same time, how cool would it be for a driver to say, I've raced for Renault, a championship-winning team, Red Bull, a championship-winning team, McLaren, a championship-winning team, and Mercedes, championship-winning team.
And I've won none of the championships.
Yeah, you barely even won any of the races. but do you see my point?
I see your point.
They're like four very iconic teams. You know, Red Bull in more recent history, and even Renault. I mean, you think of Renault, you instantly think back to like 2005, 2006. And yeah, I think that would be a cool thing to say.
I get your point. You know, but Toto says, you know, for us, we very much like him. He's a great character, but we are not in a position yet who is going to be our third driver. So it's still very much up in the air who he's going for. Asked what Ricciardo could bring to Mercedes, Wolf said personality, and he's been around for a long time. He knows these cars inside out, so that could be really advantageous. Yeah, how the hell do you say that word? But I don't want to put any rumours out there because we haven't decided. I think... I don't know. I just find it bizarre we're talking about Danny Rick after this is a guy, as we've touched on many times, left a top team, went to Renault, hasn't performed in the slightest at McLaren. Yes, he's got a race win.
Hey,
yes,
last weekend.
Okay, he's got a 7%, you know, quality race out of all of his McLaren career.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a shame that it's come to this for him.
I agree, yeah.
But you've got to say, it's pretty impressive that he's in talks with the two biggest teams. Okay, no, biggest is maybe the wrong word. The two best teams of the last 9, 10 yeah. years. Or not longer, yeah. The last like
12 years.
You know, he must have something if they're thinking, well, actually, he could do a real good job in our reserve driver's seat.
Yeah, but you'd be silly not to take someone like Danny Rick because he's been around the sport for ages. He knows what it takes. He knows what it's like to race week in, week out. He can benefit and develop a car
but
much better than any reserve driver.
It also has to fit in with the ethos of the team. Now, Red Bull, I think, are now seeing this thing of, okay, let's get a good number two driver in,
yep.
Perez, and we've got our star boy, Max. Whereas, you know, Mercedes are situated a little bit differently where they've got their star boy, but, you know, he's coming to the tail end of his career in the grand scheme of things. You know, he came in 2007. You know, how long can you go on at that level?
Yeah.
They have to start thinking, right, Lewis is going to leave at some point. Max is only, what, 25? They don't need to worry about Max leaving anytime soon. So I just think they're in different positions. Which is why I don't think Mercedes are going to be looking at, oh, you know, once Lewis goes, which A, will not work for Danny Rick anyway because it's going to be too long, we'll get Danny Rick in. They'll be looking ahead, I think. Whereas Red Bull are going to have the option to be like, actually, maybe we bring him in for Perez because he's been performing really well in the tests, in the sims. Perez's contract is coming up.
But have you heard... Apparently, you know, Christian Horner came out this week and said, you know, Lando Norris, for example, they've tried to have discussions with him on a couple of times, but he every time they've got that, he signed a new contract with McLaren.
Yeah, so he's got a very good agent, is what Horner's trying to say, basically.
I still believe Lando Norris will be in that next Red Bull seat after Perez. I truly believe that.
What I don't understand is, I mean, I don't know when Lando signed a contract last season.
Yeah.
It surprises me why he didn't take the Red Bull deal if there was a deal on the table. because
unless he feels like at this moment in time he can compete, but I don't know if...
I mean, I don't think he could compete with Max. No. I think Lando is a great driver.
Max is well above.
Max is clear, and that, you know, that pains me to say every time I say it, every damn week I say it. But that is just the matter of the fact, whereas he is always going to be McLaren's star boy.
Yeah.
So,
but would you rather be a star boy and win nothing, or go to a Red Bull team and win races and be competing?
Yeah, but also probably be a number two.
I mean, at least you're winning races. At least you're on the podium.
This is the thing. This is where you have to look at your ego at the same time. What is better? Would you rather be Rubens Barrichello, or would you rather be a Lando Norris, who is the number one in a team that's not really competing, but everyone's like, Lando is driving that, like, the wheels off that car. Yeah, yeah. Or you've got Rubens Barrichello, as everyone's just like, oh, it's Schumacher's bitch. Do you know what I mean? Who, like, could stand on his own two feet. He almost won a championship in
Lando. Lando's got to be careful, though, because they've got Piastri, who's coming to that team now.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who has no fear. You know, he's a talented driver.
He's got a great track record.
Exactly. So, you know, Lando may be number one, but once, you know, Piastri starts performing, or if he starts performing in that McLaren, it's all.
That's the thing, you never know. Like, what Lando doesn't want to do is miss his opportunity to get a big move. Because, like you say, if Piastri does come in, and all of a sudden Piastri's the one that's outperforming the car, then the big team's going to start looking. Well, they'll be like, why do we go for Lando when he's driving better?
It's going to be interesting. Guys, let us know, if you're Danny Rick, which one would be better to go to, Mercedes or Red Bull? Also, who do you think will be the next person in that Red Bull seat after Perez?
Yeah, or do you think they're going to keep Perez on?
Oh,
there is always that.
Yeah, I mean...
if it's working, why fix something that isn't broken?
Very, very good. In other news, Christian Horner has asked Jos Verstappen if he could please adopt Max Verstappen.
As in Christian Horner, is it this real?
True story.
That's fucking weird, man.
I'm joking, it's not. Can you imagine it, though?
I was kind of like, I couldn't work out if it was true or not, but the fact that it could have been true worries me.
Yeah.
I could have believed that.
Yeah, it is
believable. If you had just carried on and just like had a back to front
conversation.
Back and forth with me about it, I would have been none the wiser, and I would have just gone away thinking like, well, that man is fucked.
Valtteri Bottas. So, as we know, Lewis Hamilton has been discussing that potentially he wants to extend his contract. Some rumours are saying potentially up to another 5 years. But Valtteri Bottas has come out and said, I think he's not satisfied with obviously what happened last year and also this year. Bottas told the media he seems like he's enjoying it, and he's been back at his level again. Why not stay? He loves racing.
He loves it.
I can't speak this evening. This is the issue. When we do later filming, I seem to like lose all processes of speaking.
Oh, it's just because it's by late, but he means 20 past eight.
Yeah, it's late. It's late, mate. I have a question with this. So I love Valtteri Bottas, but, you know, obviously over the years, what do you think's been the best F1 pairing teammates? See, I liked Bottas and Hamilton.
Well, now this all depends how you view a team should be. And I want you guys to get involved. If you're listening, say it out loud. If you're watching on YouTube, comment down below, because what do you think
hang on. Yes, we can hear you.
Nothing. No one said anything. Is it a number one driver and a number two driver?
Yeah.
Or Lewis Hamilton, Nico Rosberg. Now, obviously, we know Lewis won the majority of that battle.
Yeah.
But there was a driver in there that was capable of taking it to Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
So that is, you know, and it was pretty close between them the whole time. But then you get the issues where the team becomes fragmented. And you've got two teammates that are almost just two rivals.
Yeah. I think, like you say, there's multiple factors that go into this question. So are you someone who likes comedy and lightheartedness and good team bonding? So you could argue that people like, you know, Lando, Danny Ric this year, or Yuki Tsunoda and Pierre Gasly, how they are, that type of, you know, relationship. Or do you like it as you have a number one driver and number two, people like Michael Schumacher, Rubens Barrichello?
Yeah, but that, like, teamwork friendship thing doesn't always work, no. As we've seen.
Look at Nico.
Yeah, so, you know, I think you always want to work as a team.
Yeah.
But I think a number one driver and a number two driver works perfectly if the number two driver is good enough. Now, yeah. What we saw last year is that Mercedes were at risk of losing their Constructors' Championship because Bottas didn't perform to, you know, the level that he should have.
But you could also argue that Bottas also let the team down by his performance in Abu Dhabi. You know, being P8, Perez did his did his work what he needed to hold up Hamilton last
Whereas
year.
Whereas imagine if you had a Nico Rosberg in the team. Now all of a sudden we might be looking at a three-way title fight. Do you know what I mean? So it must be hard for them to try and strike that perfect balance. Mm. I'm not sure. I personally would rather just have two top drivers in the team that absolutely push each other to the limit, where you end up with a season like 2016.
You see, for me, I love the Nico and Hamilton dynamic and the battle. And I think not only were they fighting the other cars on the grid, they were fighting themselves. But, and that is exciting, I think.
And you can even look back, like when Lewis was at McLaren and you had Lewis and Alonso.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That first season, it...
Don't get me started on Alonso. That
We will get. We've been uploading some TikToks recently. If you don't follow us, get involved. Racecast Clips, is it?
Yep.
On TikTok, and we've been getting a. Well, TikTok is a strange place, right? I always, when we make them, we send them to each other. I'm always like, oh, can't wait for the comments on this. It's never really split down the middle. It's always, you're fucking idiots, or yeah, great chat, guys. Like, there is no like debate ever.
Spot on or whatever.
Yeah, it's always, you either hate us or you really agree with us and you like us.
Do you know the one thing? I know I'm going off a different topic here, but so we posted a TikTok about Hamilton living rent free in Alonso's head.
Should I pull up the comments that we got?
And we discussed the fact that Alonso, is, for some reason, hates Lewis Hamilton and hates what he actually achieved.
Which I think is fair.
So,
if you look up the dictionary definition of bitter, I'm pretty sure there's just a little picture of Fernando Alonso.
Yeah.
With Lewis Hamilton in a little, like, thought bubble.
So some of the comments were, Alonso always picks on the person who he thinks they're above people. He has done it forever.
Wait, so as in?
He always picks on people who is above him. He doesn't like
Not people that think they're above people.
No. Somebody put spot on. I like Alonso, great driver, but he is very petty, whether it was with Lewis, with Vettel.
We should reiterate, we actually love Alonso as a driver.
Yep.
I think he's a quality driver.
This is what I don't understand, right? Is we're talking about Alonso and Hamilton here, aren't we? And this is a difference with some fans. Red Bull lives rent-free in Mercedes crybabies' heads.
It's just like not relevant. No one asked.
It's not even relevant in the slightest. You know, I don't get it.
I also think Red Bull are a great team.
It's safe to say that Max lives rent-free in Lewis fans' heads. What? This isn't what we're talking about.
Still just didn't ask. It's just not relevant, is it?
Absolute facts. Got it, spot on. I understand why Alonso is spiteful, but if I was him, I would seek therapy and try to move on because it isn't Lewis's fault.
But this is kind of what we've talked about, right? Where Lewis And now I'm going to make the Lewis Max comparison, but I'm just saying, right, Lewis could have come out and spoken so badly about Max and everything that happened.
Yeah.
But he's come out and, like, graciously, he congratulated Max after that win was taken away from him. Alonso, mate, this rivalry happened back in 2007.
It's time to move on.
You have not been a rival of Hamilton since, like, 2012, should I say?
Yeah, around there. Somebody really liked, I hope he's up in the rent in line with inflation. Somebody really liked your quote.
Thanks.
One thing I would like to know so much is what the hell happened behind closed doors at McLaren in 2007, because it wasn't just shit on the track. Never believe that.
Now, I actually watched a little... I watched a documentary, a mini YouTube documentary on the 2007 shit that went down with McLaren. Yeah. If you don't know about it, we won't go into it here because it's quite a big story. Basically, someone from Ferrari was giving them information about Ferrari, and McLaren claimed that they didn't use this information, but it was well documented that they had used this information. And they got slapped with a very heavy 9-figure fine. But the guy in the documentary kept referring to Lewis Hamilton as Ricky Hamilton. I was just like, it's not his name. Some American guy just straight up called him Ricky Hamilton. I have no idea where he got it from. It's not even close. If he called him like Luke Hamilton or something, you know, Lewis. Luke.
Yeah, Ricky.
Ricky.
Okay. Stop crying. He's willing to say what the majority of true F1 fans think instead of being politically correct.
Wait,
what? I mean, come on. Like, Alonso needed only 8 points to be a 5-time world champion, 2007, 2010, 2012. He has accomplished enough. A little respect for one of the greats. I mean, folks, if someone speaks facts...
Wait, how do you say that?
Folks.
No, but how did you say it?
Folks. Folks, if someone speaks facts, you label them as Lewis living rent-free in their head. Lewis really didn't have a challenge to win at least 3 of his titles. He still won them, though. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Bottas didn't win them.
Yeah.
Like, what? Michael Schumacher didn't have a great deal of challenges in that lightning Ferrari.
Yeah.
But you don't, like, no one calls him a fraud.
Lewis has quite the property portfolio. Alonso, Crashtappen, Horner, and everyone else at Red Bull and AlphaTauri. I tell you what.
Where was the best comment?
I can't really say that.
Why? Where is it? Do you know where it is?
Yeah, I'll have a look. I'll show you.
I'll say it.
So we there we go. Majority are like half and half of people going, do you know what? Yeah. This one is pretty brutal, but...
I don't even understand this. British cunts are so brainless and think their drivers are good. He's 7-time world champion. they can't digest than an Argentinian, Brazilian, French and... Oh, they can't digest that a Argentinian, Brazilian, French and German are better, I think, talking about... I mean, there are probably cases of that. Where there probably are some Argentinian drivers that are better than some British drivers.
Yeah, but not a 7-time world champion.
Yeah, I mean, you've got no leg to stand on here.
No.
I like how we're British cunts.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? But yeah, keep commenting on TikTok. I'll be honest with you, TikTok is fun.
It is funny, so long as you don't get wrapped up in what people... You can't take it personally.
No, because I made a TikTok and I sent it to Luke and his first thing was said, I can't wait for the...
it was that one as well, wasn't it?
It was that one, yeah.
I was like, we are going to get fucking shit on for that.
I think it was funny.
Yeah, it's just part of the game. If you're going to put stuff out... I'm not saying it's right, but...
One thing you'll always get from this podcast is we'll have a laugh. We'll say our opinions. Doesn't necessarily mean we're correct or right. But
our opinion is always right.
Oh yeah, our opinion is always right. But we will make light of it and we'll have a bit of fun with it. So
we like hearing yours as well. So, you know, if you think we're British cunts, that's honestly, it's fine.
Right. Let us know what your favourite team pairing is, by the way. So Verstappen has been speaking about sprint races. Obviously, we're going to Brazil. We've got a sprint race this weekend. Do you think he likes them or dislikes them?
Now, disclaimer. I saw the headline of this.
Oh.
So he dislikes them, weirdly.
Which is weird because he's gained so many points from it.
He's won every single one, hasn't he?
He has. He won the first one last year in Silverstone.
I'm pretty sure he's won every single sprint race. He won Monza.
Yep.
He won Brazil.
Yep. Imola. There was one winner this year.
I'm sure he probably won it.
I think he did.
I'm pretty sure Max has won every sprint race.
But anyway, he says, for me, that's not really a race because you go into the main race and you know there are way more points available anyway. You're just a risk a bit more there. You do another start, which is exciting, but it's only really people who are out of position that move forward because only you put a tyre on that lasts the whole stint and not much happens. Basically insinuating he's normally at the front, so it's a bit boring and it's only really benefits the guys behind.
Well, and I mean, I agree with him. It's, you know, if you've put in a dodgy quali lap, you're just, all it means is that you're going to end up starting the race where you probably would have started anyway.
You look at Lewis last year in Brazil, it benefited him massively, sprint races.
Yeah, but, you know, drivers don't take the same risks because why are you going to take a risk for, like, 5 points? Do you know what I mean?
It's not worth it, is it?
You know, if you end up totaling the car, all of a sudden now you're starting from the back of the grid on Sunday. You might not even have a car for Sunday if, you know, damage is too bad.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. And we've already said it. It detracts away from the value of qualifying.
Yeah, I think
so. Because, you know, Max now, and I'm so confident this would happen. This would be the outcome if they did this. Max could just not wake up for qualifying and just not go because he could start P20, do the sprint race, probably end up like P12, P10, then turn up on the race and finish P1.
And that'd be quite exciting for him, I think.
I'd like to see that. I think that he should do it. And I have no doubt that he could do it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. But do you see what I mean? It's like, whereas, you know, starting a race in P20, now that's a different story.
Yeah.
I know you've got longer, but again, the drivers aren't going to be as aggressive in, you know, you're not going to defend hard in a sprint race. Why would you?
No.
Love, just, you know, if he's quicker, just have the place. It's,
like, I'll get you tomorrow in a race.
Yeah, it's not worth it. You know, you go for the long game.
Yeah. No, I agree with him. I've never really been a massive fan of sprint races. Shall we talk about Brazil?
Yes, there is one last thing I do want to mention because I put on the Instagram story the other day, which if you don't follow us on Instagram, it's at racecastinsta.
Yep.
So follow it right now. Stop what you're doing. Don't stop listening to this like while you're listening. Go follow it. I asked, which it was something that we did speak about on the podcast.
Yep.
Do you support a driver or a team?
Oh, yes.
Now, we said this because we were a little bit... I personally would follow Lewis wherever he went.
Yeah.
You know, if Lewis went to Red Bull, get me a can of energy drink. Do you know what I mean? As hard as it would be. The issue is there, they'd have to get rid of Horner. I feel like I could get behind Max Verstappen. That came out wrong. I didn't mean it like that. I did not mean it like that. I meant like I could back him, not back what? Into him. I just meant, I don't know. What was I saying?
You want to back into Max Verstappen?
No. Get rid of Christian Horner.
That is a TikTok.
It was an accident.
What, you?
I feel like I could not back that team with Christian Horner in it.
I'm with you. If you're Lewis Hamilton, right, and you go into negotiations, they went, Lewis, we want you. We want you here next to Max Verstappen.
Is this me talking to him?
No.
Oh.
This, you know, whoever does negotiations or whatever. And he turns around and goes, look, I'll come to Red Bull on one condition. You get rid of Jerry Horner and Christian Horner
But now here's the thing, right? Because I will also come to the defense of Horner. This is a personal thing. Red Bull would look at that and think, well, look at what he's done with our team.
Yeah.
What a fantastic team principal, you know? Which is true. The job that he has done, we cannot fault it, as much as he might rub us up the wrong way.
Yeah.
So.
But Lewis would turn around and go, look, I've got someone else better. Meet Toto.
Well, it brings Toto in. That would be cool. I'd like that. But you know, that's my point. My point is Lewis really could go anywhere, and I would
follow him. Yeah, I think our allegiances to Lewis are pretty similar in the sense of,
yeah. So this is why, you know, we did mention it on the podcast. So I wanted to put out there and see, who do you support, a driver or a team? And it was weird. It was actually like a really mixed bunch. You know, you had some people like driver Sebastian Vettel, and do you grow more attached to the like the really good drivers? Because again, I could understand being a big Seb fan.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking like, but surely there are no like Pierre Gasly fans that will follow him around. But then probably wrong.
I'm sure there are.
But do you know what I mean? Yeah,
I get your point. See, like for me now, I thought about this the other day. When Lewis retires, who do I follow? For me, I probably would follow George Russell because I'm sticking with Mercedes.
Yeah, that is the obvious.
But then do I have that...
But now are you stuck in a team?
Yes.
So now are you just the fan of a team?
Team. But my thought was, do I have that rapport with George Russell that I have with Lewis Hamilton, if that makes sense?
No, but then George is very new. You've watched Lewis win...
Yeah, but as
seven world champion, you know.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't know character wise if I'm always as drawn to George.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Does that make sense? Like,
I think also the
Mr. Saturday.
The big thing that I remember in my head when I was younger, and you know, like I did not watch like every single Grand Prix, but I certainly used to play the games a lot, and I would know, I would watch some and I knew what was going on and everything. And naturally, you're always drawn to like the driver of your nationality. Yeah. You know, if you're Brazilian, you would be like a Felipe Massa fan, or German, you've got Schumacher, Seb. And for me, when I kind of started getting into F1, when I used to play the games when I was young, I had Jenson Button, David Coulthard, and they were sort of just like...
See, I was always a Mika Häkkinen fan.
Yeah,
Mika Häkkinen, Montoya.
I'm going to sound well Brexit here, but I was always like... I used to love other drivers. Like, I used to love Fernando Alonso. I used to like Michael Schumacher as well, but I'd always back the British drivers, just because that's what I was used to. As like you know, you back England in the World Cup. Just all that sort of stuff. If you're watching the Olympics, you back Mo Farah. And that obviously wasn't when I was a kid, but it's just always been the dumb thing, isn't it?
So Paula Radcliffe.
Yeah, she was great. So it was
shitting herself.
She did shit herself.
Mm.
So did Paul Scholes. No, Gary Lineker.
Yeah.
Paul Scholes' knob fell out on the field. So I was always just like, you know, it was sort of just that thing. So then... had, yeah, like I say, David Coulthard.
He wound me up.
Jenson Button. It was always just like, I'm getting nothing out of these guys. Yeah. And then Lewis Hamilton comes along and he's like this young guy.
Exciting driver.
But obviously, I mean, when Lewis Hamilton came into the sport, I was like, what, maybe 10, 11? But he was more relatable to me as like, you know, he was a kid.
Mm.
So, and then he came in and he was like electric. You know, everyone was talking about Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
So it was just, I think that, and a big thing also, you know, because we're younger, people are more impressionable. So Lewis is just like part of our upbringing. You always, you know, someone's speeding on the road or something, like with your mate, you're like, who do you think you are, fucking Lewis Hamilton or something? And it's just like little things like that.
He was just an exciting prospect when he joined, wasn't he? He joined McLaren. Ron Dennis loved him, and there was just something, there's something about him that drew you to him. And ever since then, like ever since when he joined, but I've been a Hamilton fan.
I still think that's got to be a big thing of like the backing your national team. You know, like Seb, for example, would have a huge following in Germany. I know he does elsewhere. That is, you know, that's part of the sport. So I mentioned Gasly. He's probably got a huge following in France and elsewhere. But I'm talking like predominantly the French are probably like, come on, Gasly.
Yeah.
Ocon. But yeah, I did find it interesting. Because, I mean, you know, I'd be a Haas fan if Lewis went there.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, then when your driver retires, what does happen? Do you just stick with the team? Or then are you like, actually, no, I like him over at Ferrari.
Yeah. I think, yeah, from... Okay, when Lewis retires, who do you think you're going to follow?
George.
Yeah, I also,
you know, you grow attached to the characters in the team. Like,
yeah, Toto.
Like, surely George is going to get Bono when Lewis leaves.
Oh, that'd be weird, though.
That would be weird. But that's... I mean, he had him when he was in...
What's he going to say to George? Like, when it's like, okay, you're now... It's not hammer time, is it?
All right, George, go rustle some feathers. That's a good one.
That's shocking, man.
Yeah, because I swapped out like ruffle for rustle. You got to rustle those feathers.
You should be embarrassed.
Why? That's a good one.
That is not good enough.
I actually reckon that, well, George, okay. It's going to cost you.
Okay. All right. So, Lewis Hamilton retires. Bono switches over to George Russell. Okay. No longer will we hear hammer time, but on the radio, when George Russell is now going for the win, he's going to go, Bono's going to come over the radio and go, what?
Russell, those feathers.
Dear God.
That's dear good. God. Yeah, but nothing right. You can't, George, go. Go on, George. You know, he needs a tagline.
Yeah. I think we'll work on that.
But, you know, also like the likes of Toto, you grow to like, if you are following a driver within a team, you also grow attached to that team.
Russell, those feathers.
That's a good... Oh, mate, he can fucking pay me for that.
We'll put that on TikTok and we'll see what we get.
And if he takes that, I'm going to be fuming. Someone's getting sued.
Yeah, okay. We heard it first on Race Gus. So, shall we talk about Brazil?
Yes.
Would you like to know the timings?
Oh, yes.
Right, so...
Oh, this is going to be a great one.
Yeah, you got qualifying one day, sprint race the next, and a race.
And it's on that side of the world.
Yes.
Where timings... suit us.
So FP1 is on Friday at 3:30 till 4:30 in the afternoon.
Lovely.
Qualifying is 7 till 8 on Friday evening.
Lovely.
FP2 is on Saturday at 3:30 till 4:30.
Ooh, clashes with the Liverpool game, but they're not worth watching at the moment.
Sprint race is on Saturday evening at 7:30 till 8:30. Beautiful.
Perfect. Hopefully I'll be sober enough.
Yes.
To remember it.
And the race is 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Beautiful.
That is, you know, that's Sunday is like early dinner, late lunch day. Yep. Finish your lunch, dinner, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. Tea in some places in the country.
Yeah. I like it. That's for me, it's good.
Then F1. Yeah.
Beautiful. Right, quiz time. So DRS zones, how many are there?
2.
Well done. Number of laps.
Yeah, you'd think I'd know this. Having okay, well, it's a fairly long track.
Okay.
No, so I'm trying to like work out lap times. I'm trying to think what lap times do I set around it.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's like 58 laps.
Okay, it's 71 laps.
It's a fairly short track.
lap record and held by who? I can tell you this was back in 2018. The lap record was held.
That's got to be Lewis then.
Okay.
And it's going to be, I'm going to say it's going to be like a 129.
A 110.540.
A 110?
Yep. And that was held by Valtteri Bottas.
Around Brazil?
Yep.
I got to get quicker on the game.
Brazil. It is a 110 lap. It's not...
Not for you, it's not.
It is.
I know it is quite like, it's a quick, it's a great track.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the like...
It's one of my favourites, I think.
And it's very fast because you've got like, obviously you got like the big pit straight where obviously sort of like...
Timo Glock. Oh my God, Timo, has Lewis Hamilton got past?
Yeah. But like, even, you know, last year you saw how effective in that Lightning Mercedes that was for overtaking, but... That's always been a great place for overtaking. But then you've got to be careful because you come around, take the little chicane, come out, and you're on another big straight, which is the, well, I guess the first DRS zone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you can be overtaken just back there.
Yeah.
So if you get someone down the pit straight, you come around, all of a sudden, you're exposed. So it's almost better to like wait and then get them on the first DRS straight.
If you don't know what happened last year, it was a beautiful race.
If you're a Lewis fan.
Well, no, I disagree with that. I think if you're a genuine F1 neutral fan, that whole weekend was exciting. Lewis Hamilton got put to the back of the grid in sprint race. He had a phenomenal sprint race. Put I think it was on like P10 or something, or P7 he got up to. He then got deducted. He started.
No, he got up to P5.
Oh, and he started P10, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, and he went through that grid on that day, and he had a great battle with Max Verstappen. So, I think if you're a neutral fan, it was a good race. From a Lewis fan point of view, it was amazing. But I think that whole weekend was exciting.
How did Max, by the way, not get a penalty for running Lewis off track?
He didn't run him off the track.
He didn't even stay on the track himself.
No, he didn't.
So that even right, Red Bull fans, you've got to agree with us here.
They won't.
No, because what I'm saying to you is that you can't be blindly delusional. You know that he did blatantly just run him off the track, and it's fine. I get it. You know, he's desperate. He's going for his first world championship.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't understand it, but like. The boys at head office should. Do you know what I mean? They should be looking at that and thinking, hang on, that's not in the rule book.
Hang on a minute. Look at that. No.
Forget about that.
Yeah. It was a good race, though.
Oh, it was a quality race. And, you know, we said many times this season, we're missing seeing those two go at it.
Yeah. I think
that sort of, those incidents are what made last season so special.
Yeah. No, I agree with you on that one. So, who is your top three for the Brazilian Grand Prix?
So obviously, the track is—it's so hard to take, to overtake, in that like middle sector. That is probably where the Mercedes is going to be most effective.
Yep.
I don't see how anyone can overtake the Red Bull.
Yeah.
Because they are going to be so quick down pit straight. Back straight. So I'm gonna go with Max P1, Perez P2. Just that straight line speed. And now this gets a bit awkward because I don't know what Ferrari is gonna turn up.
Yeah.
If it's that piece of shit that they brought to Mexico. Well, then definitely Lewis P3. If it's their, like, regular motor that they've got, then, you know, Charles has still got to be in the mix, surely. But he's completely fallen off.
Yes.
Well, Ferrari as a whole have. But that car is still better than the Merc.
Yeah.
Unless, like I say, we're getting the Mexico version of it. And I'm sure altitude was an issue for them as well. So yeah, you know, it's got better straight line speed. It just makes sense. I think, you know, the Mercs are going to be in there. I think we'll see a bit of a race between the Ferraris and the Mercedes. I can see the Red Bulls running away with it.
Mm.
Just because they'll gap too much down the straights, in my opinion. And the Red Bull is still such a powerful car in the corners. It's not like they're going to lose all their time there, but then just make it back. And they'll be quick through the corners as well.
So who's your top three?
Max, Perez, Charles. Okay. I got to keep it safe. I got to assume there was an issue in Mexico with the Ferraris for whatever reason, and we're going to see the normal Ferrari out and about.
All right, so I'm going to go for Max P1, Lewis P2,
deluded,
Charles P3.
Right, so was Perez retired?
He's retired.
He's retired?
Yep. He gets taken out
by George
by Carlos
Russell.
Sainz.
So Carlos Sainz takes out
Perez.
So
into turn one.
What are you saying for qualifying then? Max P1.
Max P1, yeah.
Just every, you know, I know there's only two races left, but just, it's always Max P1.
Max, yeah.
From
always.
Now on, we're going to do second, third and fourth. Because we know who is P1.
I don't know about qualifying. I've just said about the race. That's all I can see.
But surely you got, like, yeah. No, I think, yeah, it's different over a race, to be fair. One lap, I think we could see the likes of Lewis maybe in P2.
Mercedes' race pace has been consistent over the year.
The race pace has been good, but I do think they're just going to lack down the straights.
Yeah, that's why I don't think they'll beat Red Bull at all.
But I think Lewis could put in a really good quali lap.
Yeah.
I don't even understand this thing about Lewis has only won 3 times at Brazil.
Yeah.
There's, like, I mean, compared to other places where he's won, like, more than that.
He's loved in Brazil.
He is loved in Brazil. I don't really understand that either. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but I don't get it. Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's just been made like an honorary citizen.
Yeah.
I know he won his first championship there. I mean, he lost his first championship there.
Yeah.
Funny
enough, he won his first championship there and he took it away from Felipe Massa.
Yeah, surely they should hate him.
Yeah, you would have thought so, wouldn't you? But no, good on him. He is loved there. Let us know what your thoughts are. Who is your top three for this weekend? I think it's going to be an exciting race. Will Mercedes get their first race win?
No.
I can't see them winning this year at all.
I'd love for it to happen.
Oh, me too.
But it's not happening.
Should we quickly finish on fan questions?
We can. Every week on Instagram, we post a little story saying, send in your questions here. You guys reply. And then we just sort of...
Did we get many this week?
Talk about it. Don't know. I'll let you know in a sec. We did.
Got
yes.
One.
You should get a table for your podcast. Well, where would we put... What, just have a table there?
We could put our feet up. Well, be quite good.
Don't look unprofessional.
We've got some cool paintings to put up, though.
You said you had ordered frames.
Yeah, I haven't ordered them.
So you lied?
I forgot.
Are you going to order them?
Oh, yeah. For season 2, yeah.
Season... Do you know what size you need?
Yeah, big ones.
Right. I don't think that's how they come.
Yeah, they do. It's fine. I measure it. You know how they used to measure TVs? You just hold it out, like your hands, well, like, and then you walk to...
Isn't it like where Mr. Bean measures something? what are your thoughts about Vegas next year? At the moment, it looks only like a cash cow to me.
I mean, I'm not being funny. F1 fans, I feel really sorry for you. Well, we're F1 fans. F1 fans who have gone to get tickets for Las Vegas, I feel really sorry for you.
How much are they?
They're like $3,000 or something. But the worst thing is, though, people have had to pay for early pre-sale so to get them onto a thing so they can get early access to tickets. As soon as they've gone onto there, they're like $5,000-$6,000 in a queue or something. So not only have they spent money to get an early pre-sale, they then don't even get tickets because when they finally get there, the tickets are like $3,000 or $4,000.
I would love to know the price, the average price of a hotel that weekend.
If you'd booked it prior to the F1 being announced there, you are
lucky.
In the money.
Yeah. That is going to be a pricey weekend.
Top tail all weekend.
I don't know how a regular individual is going to be able to afford that.
No, it's ridiculous.
You know, I know Vegas is an expensive trip anyway. I mean, it's going to be through the roof. But did you see, actually, the cars in Vegas this weekend?
Lewis Hamilton, nice little bump into the barrier.
Did he?
Yeah, you know, after he did those donuts?
Yeah.
He got disorientated where he was and went forward into a barrier.
I saw they had to push the car back.
Yeah, that's because he didn't go.
He did some good donuts, though.
He was, yeah.
Underglows, under the car.
I rate them.
Every single night race, just turn the, whatever they're called, the floodlights off. You don't need them. If the car's got underglow, you can see everything anyway.
They look cool, don't they?
Just
they look sick on the Mercedes.
Bring them in. Yeah, I think they would, okay, keep the lights on, whatever, but give us underglows. I think that would look sick.
Second to last race of next season is Las Vegas.
Is it second to last, yeah. Is it? What, so they're going from Brazil to Las Vegas?
Yeah.
And then finishing in Abu Dhabi again?
They were asked the question, what would it be like to win a title at Las Vegas? You know,
best night
Vegas?
Out ever?
Well, that's what Hamilton said. He said, well, you, good party, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you hear George? Crofty asked, oh, what would it be like to, you know, where's the best place to win your world title? George turns around and goes, ask Lewis. He's won seven of them. Yeah. No, I think Vegas is going to be cool. It's going to be different. And I like the fact that it's different.
I mean, the thing is, we talk about cash cows and whatnot, but at the end of the day,
it's a business.
99.9% of F1 fans are actually going to be watching from home. I think for us sitting on our sofa, is watching a race in Las Vegas good content? Yes.
I've got your ticket. Can we go to a race? Can we go to a race next year?
Yeah.
No, can we actually go to a race next year? Yeah. I want to go to a race for...
I would have bought Silverstone tickets this year, but I thought I was going to go to Glastonbury, but now I'm not going to Glastonbury, so I could have gone to Silverstone, but I didn't buy Silverstone tickets because I thought I was going to Glastonbury.
But you're not going to Glastonbury?
No.
So you could have gone to Silverstone? Mm. Cool. No, yeah, but can we go to a race? Can we just pick a race somewhere in Europe or whatever and go?
Is it cheaper to go elsewhere?
I think so.
Yeah.
See, I'd like to go to Austria. Austria would be quite cool.
What, you want to just go and watch Red Bull win?
No, actually, I don't know. I don't want to do that.
That is a cool track, though. I really
it's
like
it. No, that's what I mean. Really like Austria. There's a TikTok. I know we're going back to TikTok. Of, getting really excited because I bought a ticket to, where was it? Sandvoort or something. And all of a sudden, race starts. Orange smoke comes.
You can't see anything.
Race finishes. What the fuck happened? It's true though, isn't it? You must be gutted if you bought a ticket and all you see is orange smoke.
Although I do think that looks really cool from like the when you're watching it on TV.
Oh, on TV.
You see your, like, it looks mega. It must motivate Max so much.
Yeah, but if you're actually in the stands, it must be like...
Yeah, and that shit smells as well. You smell it.
Who like, set that one off?
Like the flares. Yeah. But they are cool at the same time.
Let us know. What race do you think Luke and I should go to next year and we'll try and go?
I don't know. What do you think of... Is this true? What do you think of Mazepin's new adventure? DJ Mazepin on the decks. Is he a DJ now? Is he?
That can't be true.
Mate, I need to find out. So what you're saying is that... Because obviously he wasn't going to get a driving job. Mazepin is now a DJ.
Hang on, let me have a look.
Keita Mazepin, right. Oh my god. Is he actually a DJ? He's uploaded a picture. Oh, I can't look at the translation. Oh yeah, I can. This year I had to say goodbye to Formula One for a while. But in order to open up to something different, it is important to come to terms with setbacks and trouble. If one pass for self-expression is closed, then you need to look for another. For the first time I come before you in such something... It's great that you can discover new frontiers and find opportunities for development in your own projects. But he's actually a DJ now. Oh my god, look. Like Mazepin. Mate, look, it's him on the decks.
I rate that. I can't imagine it pays as well as a F1 driver, but...
I don't think he needs money. Isn't his dad a billionaire?
Yeah. Every little helps, isn't it?
Ex-Formula One driver. Can't really call yourself that way.
Next question.
You sat in the car. You didn't really drive it, did you?
Spent a lot of time in the wall.
Liar. Next question. Who do you think will have a better season next year? Talking about personal performance, not points. Alpine.
I think, yeah, Alpine will do well next year. Do you know what? I know we've said before about Aston Martin, but their last few races, I'm thinking with an Alonso going there, I think they're going to do all right next year.
No, and I still stand by this, right? So just quickly on my Alpine point, the reason I think that is I think they're going to fix their reliability issues.
Yeah.
And naturally progress. Aston Martin, we know they've got a big project.
Mm.
They're pumping money into it. They're okay, the multi-year deal thing, I know Fernando wanted more than 1 year on his contract. There has to be a reason that he has made that move from, like, another reason. There has to be ulterior motive here.
Yeah.
Going from Alpine, who are, you know, top end of that midfield, to Aston Martin, who, for the best part of the season, have looked on par with Williams.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that was a bit harsh. But near enough. Not much better. He must have been sold an idea. You know, because Fernando's not stupid.
No.
So, yeah, I think we're going to see... I'm expecting bigger things from Aston Martin next season.
Yeah. Alpine, a good shout. Aston Martin, yeah, good shout.
Mercedes.
I think
we're going to see a different Mercedes next year.
I think they've solved their issues. Well, they know what their issues are and they can solve those over the winter break. I'm expecting Albon to do better than he has done this year. He's had a very good year, but I'm expecting him to be better and better. It's going to be difficult actually, isn't it?
Yeah, Albon. Yeah, I mean... can he do much better? You know, with the car that he's driving. I'm expecting Charles Leclerc to have a better season. And, you know, that doesn't... I don't think he's going to win the title next season. That ship has sailed, in
my opinion.
I don't
think he's going to win a title at all now. I think he's missed his chance.
Yeah. I think it's unlikely.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah. You know, it was kind of cruelly taken away from him. He contributed to it slightly. But I think even if he was flawless in his performance, it still wouldn't have been enough because he was let down by the team.
Max was just too good. Max has been too good
this
year.
And Red Bull were too good.
Yeah, they've been too good this year. Let us know what your thoughts are on that. Comment down below. Is that it?
I'm going to do one more.
Okay.
You
do know I'm editing this video, don't you?
Yeah, this is the last one. Oh, no. Why can Matt not drive in a straight line on F122?
Yeah, because you wrote this question. I saw it pop up.
Did I? Oh, yeah. it's from someone must have hacked my Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Right, guys, we're going to end the podcast there.
Never, ever race with this man. He will crash into you and blame you for it.
You never did put that thing up on Instagram.
I'm not going to talk. Something is going off. In fact, I'm going to put it up on Instagram tomorrow.
Which is Thursday.
No. For you listening, I put it up yesterday. So I'm going to put it up because if I reveal that you just crashed into me, they're going to know who's who in the clip.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we don't want bias.
Got to put it up on Tuesday.
Matt seems to think that people only are here for me. I understand.
The majority of you are here for Luke.
But no, so, you know, we want this to be unbiased. You will have seen on our Instagram yesterday... because that was Tuesday, it's now Wednesday for you, that Matt drove into me and he was shouting at me down the mic. I had to take the headphones off. He was saying, like, what the fuck did you just do? You just crashed into me. I didn't. I was driving in a straight line. He turned in too early.
I don't think I shouted at you down there.
Oh, he screamed at me. He was calling me all these names. I actually had to take... I went and cried. I got quite upset.
I don't think anyone's believing this.
Ask Corey. He was shocked. He had to message me. Are you right, mate?
Corey's never sent a sympathetic text in his life.
But no, basically, yeah, if you did see the clip, comment down below and let us know what you thought about it. Hopefully you got involved on Instagram because it will all be there. But yeah, we have been racing quite a lot recently. Matt is just... I don't know how he's got a license, for starters, because if he's anything like that on the road... he shouldn't have one.
Right, we're going to end the podcast there before you slander me anymore. Right, guys, thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a great week and look forward to the Brazilian Grand Prix. Get in touch. Comment down below on YouTube. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or where else can you listen? Any other
Google
audio
podcast.
Is a Google platform.
Audio platform.
Platform. Get in touch. Go over to our socials. Insta.
Just
it's time for bedtime, isn't it?
Sign off. Yeah. It's time for bedtime.
Time for bedtime. What'd you say? What time is it? No, you fucking didn't. Guys, thank you for watching, listening. Take care and bye-bye.